Okay.
It's November 13th. Where's your time? Excuse me. This is the budget committee meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
That'd be okay.
Well, some of them.
Okay, Rebecca is here with us tonight. She's going to run our Zoom.
Hey, Rebecca.
So she's just going to do what she does over there and tell us if somebody's, I think Ryan's on there somewhere. I don't see him. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There he is. Hi, Ryan.
There's
Hi,
Ryan. Okay, so we got everybody. All right. Let's look at the, first we'll start with the minutes from the last meeting. How did it go? How did you think it was? You thought it was okay doing
it? I thought it was great. I didn't realize all the meat of it was down below, so I kept looking at those little lines saying, that's not what somebody said. Yeah. I spent probably an hour up there, and then I said, ding, 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 bonus.
Right.
It's down below.
Right.
Go right down.
You skip. We're talking about the AI on doing our minutes. You skip the whole top part, and you go down below.
Yes.
And
you got to tweak it, but
that's where it... It's,
I may be consulting one of you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then when then you can kind of just reformat it.
And how do I, we can talk about
that.
Yeah. You'll get an email, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we got, you'll get an email.
I'll send it to you. We'll download it.
Okay.
And we'll send it to you.
Okay.
So Katrina's going, we swapped. Katrina and Susan swapped. So Katrina's going to do this week, and then Susan's going to do November 25th. Which is Katrina's week.
Don't we have one the 18th?
Yeah.
Monday?
Yeah, but that's...
somebody... Oh, Bill.
No, December 11th.
Oh.
No, Monday is... Monday... Let me see. Steph. Stephanie does Monday. Okay. So, any changes or corrections to the minutes? Well, the only thing is, Tim D'Arcy, does he have an apostrophe in his name?
Yeah.
It's a D apostrophe. Okay, I thought so.
Wait a minute, where was he? What page?
On page 3. Yeah, they're supposed to,
Page 3.
Tim, right down here, under planning board. No, he's gone too far.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
One.
Cemetery?
Two, right here, down here. Tim D.
So it's D apostrophe A?
D apostrophe A-R-C-Y.
Is it a capital A?
Yeah.
It must be.
Capital A? Okay, I'll fix that.
I don't think they put his last, last name isn't, I don't think it's in there. Whatever.
All right, I'll edit that.
Yeah. And then you send the corrected ones to the webmaster.
To Catherine, plus I'll change that to approved once we approve.
Yeah, right. Okay. Any other changes or corrections to the minutes? Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Susan Young made the motion.
And Steph,
Bill seconds. And I'll
abstain.
And Katrina abstains.
And Susan Gill abstains.
And Susan Gill abstains. Yeah, we have a...
Ryan.
Okay, we have a quorum. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So that's right. Remember, everybody, we have to say our names. Okay. The questions from the last meeting. So, let's see. I came up with a few. Oh, okay. The highway. We're talking about the revolving fund. Okay, and the question is how that works. So, I know it just started, but the block grant goes into the revolving fund, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What else goes into the revolving fund?
It's just the block grant.
That's the only thing.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and that's Jeff Weibolt that's speaking right now.
Jeff Weibolt.
Okay.
It's just the block grant that goes into it.
Okay. Now, the more highway fund, that interest go is separately, and then you have to do a specific project with that.
Yeah, so those are two separate accounts.
Right.
Where the revolving fund is its own separate account, and then the highway, more highway is a trust, is an actual trust where I don't have access to the principal.
Right, just the interest. And then you work on a specific
project. And in both of those work the same way, where I pitch a project at the selectmen's meeting, and then they approve or deny it, and then I'm able to use those funds out of that account.
Okay, now the block grant money, can you use that for your operating expenses?
So that money is supposed to only be for really highway projects. That's what the state gives it to us for. Is for highway projects like rehabilitation projects, reconstruction projects, road projects. It's not supposed to be used for maintenance.
Okay. Or you couldn't use it for plowing?
No.
Okay.
Like we can't use it to, as far as, I don't believe we can use it to like buy equipment. I don't think we can use it for anything like that. It's really specifically for highway projects.
Okay.
Culverts and stuff like that?
Yeah, like projects. Like, okay. like a culvert replacement or something like that. Like an actual project.
Okay. Now, in your operating budget, you want to talk about that now, or do you want to talk? Are you going to stick around?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Okay.
I can talk about it now, or...
Well, actually, we'll get to that. I want to finish the questions from the last meeting, because we didn't talk about that the last meeting. But we did have a question about the funding. Okay. And then there was a question about the subcontractors, and I see that you've given everybody two handouts.
So I put one that was what the old rates were, and then there's one that's...
Current rates.
But we also asked for a comparison to what the state rates were. We want to know where we are.
Okay. I didn't realize that you had asked that.
Okay.
Compared
to the state rates, it says.
I do know compared to the state rates, we are right on track. Like we are right on track with what other towns are paying. Now, for summer rates, it's a lot different per town. So a lot of towns actually just take invoices from contractors and pay that. They don't have a set rate. A lot of towns set winter rates, but they don't set summer rates. In my opinion, I think the town of Candia gets a better deal when we set the rates rather than actually kind of just being price takers. The winter rates, so when we upped those winter rates, we checked them with a lot of the surrounding towns, and we are right on track with the other towns. We're right on track with where the state is. We're a little bit less than some towns, but a lot of them have a bigger tax base. They're a lot bigger towns than we are.
Okay. All right.
So when do we raise these? When do we raise these, Jeff?
Susan Young. So the summer rates were raised in, I think it was June, and then the winter rates were all last year.
I'm sorry, where are the summer rates on here? I'm
so done. Summer rates are, I guess when I say summer rates, so summer rates are, I guess just like regular.
Like the backhoe
grader?
Yeah,
so like your hauling rate, your equipment rate. All that stuff really that's above plow and spreaders, like I call that like a summer rate. It's not, obviously you do that any time of the year, but it's not like plowing. It's not a winter rate. Winter rates are just straight like plow rates.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, I guess I could just break it up into plow and spreader rates, and then everything else is, the summer rates.
Okay, so that's, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So this down here are the winter rates?
Yeah. Yep.
And the portion in the middle.
Everything above that is like what you call summer rate.
Right.
And when were they changed, Jeff?
So the summer rates were changed in June, and then the winter rates were changed last year.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I just looked up the New Hampshire DOT rates.
Yeah.
We're way below them.
Oh, we are.
We are.
I'm telling, I know it seems like a lot, but I'm telling you, we're doing pretty good. I understand, like, when you look at this, it's, it's like, whoa, But it, you know, because I look at it, it's like, well, we really do, in my opinion, I think, do a pretty good job in negotiating a pretty good rate.
Okay.
And we're able to attract people, too. And I pretty much have a full crew, plow crew this year.
Did you get somebody to replace that?
We have replaced quite a few people this year.
Oh, good.
Which is good.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. The next question we had from last meeting was about the tax collector. She had a raise, and we didn't quite understand what how she came up with that amount. Do we still not know?
The board approved that at the budget meeting.
But we don't know how she came up with that.
Not sure.
Okay.
She didn't give us a percentage, or she didn't.
Okay.
May
All right.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Brenda Coughlin, I guess my only hang-up with this was it appears as though she's the only department head that just kind of
stipend person,
gets a stipend increase and self-appointed stipend increase. When was her last one? Can you tell?
I'd have to look back.
Okay, but that's information that I would like.
Yeah.
Part of the decision-making is, you know, when was her last...
Excuse me, Brent, I don't mean to interrupt you. This is Lynn. But the stipend employees aren't in the matrix, so they don't just get a raise, usually. They get the same amount, and they get the COLA.
The board approved, I think it went to the vote of the town. And I have to, again, look it up, but they were able, the treasurer and the tax collector were able to get raises. It was probably 6 or 7 years ago. There was
no, I think it was sooner than that.
It was more current.
Yeah, it was maybe two. I think it was two years ago.
It was a warrant article?
Yes, it was a warrant article. But it didn't, it
was
pretty
specific.
Vague. It wasn't specific about how much.
It
just said that they could get raises.
Probably approved by the board. I don't think it's that they can.
Yeah, I think it said that.
They can't approve their own.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so because the selectmen voted this
budget.
That's
to approve
their
her budget.
Approval of the raises.
Yeah, they did question her about it after discussion. Approved it. I can't. She didn't.
She wasn't there.
Formula. Yeah, she never formula. She didn't say this is 2%.
Okay, I tried to figure it out. I didn't get it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'll ask her.
Lynn, could I just say something before we go on? Is generally when we get a budget in, the selectmen will approve whatever they've asked for. I don't want you to think that we're not keeping in mind what percent it's going up or whatever. Generally, the first go around, we approve whatever they ask for. Very seldom do we cut it. We approve what the people think they need.
And then you give it to us?
And then we give it to you, and then we'll go back and...
That's up to you, because this is your last chance at it. It's ours now.
Yeah.
So the only chance you have to adjust it is that very first time. Once it goes to us, this is just according to state statute, it goes to us, it becomes our budget. You can ask us to go up or down, but it's then our budget. So you've approved whatever.
We did last year, and then we revisited it.
After we...
Well, after it was already submitted to us, which is not what the process is supposed to be.
It is normally. Okay.
It's not, you're not, once you give it to us, it's ours. And you can, like I said, you can ask us to change something, but it's really, it's our budget, so it's okay. Okay, so that's, let's see. Okay, Carla, there were questions about the trusts, the library. Now, you gave us an updated... balance. So does everybody have this, the one that we just got
for the October
trust?
Ending October 31st?
Yes. So the question is the interest in which is on this. Now I'm gonna go through the lines, and if I'm reading this incorrectly, be sure and let me know. Okay, because I looked at this for a long time.
Are you specifically looking at the Smith Building?
Right now we are.
Okay.
We're looking at the Bird Fund.
Okay.
Okay. So the bird fund is in the top section, it's highlighted in yellow. All right? So if you, we're going to, there's the principal balance. And then if you look at that second, well, the third section, at the top it says income. Mm-hmm. All right? So beginning balance is $15,000 in earned interest. Right, Carla?
Right.
Then during the year, you earn $5,000 more in interest. And if you add those two, you get balance end of year, the $20,000.
Okay.
Okay?
That's right.
Then you go to the next column, grand total of principal and income. So if you add the balance end of year to the interest, you get $150,259. And that's where that last column comes from. Okay, so the interest for the year was $5,056. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't understand what the market value, where does that market value come from?
This is Carrie. I hope you're going to understand what I'm going to tell you. It's complicated. Mm-hmm. Those funds are invested.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If we sold all of the investments today, that's the value.
Okay.
If you sold them, you'd get...
Right.
$207,000.
Okay, so
but
it was...
don't have a fund.
Right, right.
If you want to buy them back, you're probably going to pay more than what you sold them for.
Right. Okay, so there's interest, excuse me, there's interest, that's the $5,000, and then there's appreciation if the stock goes up. Is just the interest, is that the only part that is available?
On that particular fund, we can spend the accumulated interest.
Okay.
In that particular fund, we, the Smith trustees
right.
ask the trustees of the trust fund for all of the accumulated interest, which is $20,000.
Okay, but you can't spend any of the appreciated money.
You can't spend any of the principal.
The principal, but the principal has appreciated because the value of the stock has increased.
But
you can't do that.
But it really hasn't.
Well, because
it's
not,
only appreciated if you sell it.
If you sell it. Right. Okay. All right.
But there is $20,000 that's available.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
To be used.
That's right.
Okay. Is everybody with us there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those, I believe, were our only questions from the last meeting. Let me look here if I can. Right. Did you have any other questions, Andrea, that you wrote down? That's the only one I have. Okay. All right. So now let's start looking at the budget itself.
You still speaking about the Smith Building?
Nope. Now we're looking at the big budget.
Okay.
May I add?
But we'll get to the Smith Building.
Nope. I was hoping that Carla could give a better understanding. If I'm the only one at the table that's confused by this spreadsheet, then I'll do it off label. I'm wanting to know how much money can be accessed if we were cutting something in the budget that they could draw off of this. We seem to never draw off of this.
I don't really understand your question.
Okay. Am I to look under the balance end of year for the top section? If you look at your spreadsheet. Yep, if you look.
It might be easier for me just to tell you to explain this.
Okay.
Right? You can't have any of this money. This money is not available to you to use for the budget. It's not. The only money that is available to be used is that money in the top section. And that's the interest that is available to specific trusts. It's not available for anything else. The bird interest is only available to the Smith Building. It can't be used for anything else.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I get that.
the more highway money can only be used for the highway,
right.
Nothing else.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I just wanted to understand. So the more highway right now, Jeff has access to $150,000 because that's the balance end year.
Wait. You can only use the interest.
Yeah.
So that's line number two.
So that is 32,000 is all?
32,000.
That's this year's interest, 32,900.
So the beginning balances we ignore and we just look at the second column for during year amount. That's what they've earned and that's the only thing that can be accessed.
That's right.
Correct?
For the non-expendable.
For the what?
For these up here.
But the other thing that you need to know is that these funds are designated funds.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have them.
We're not going to take
them. What they're designated for.
That's understood.
Yeah, we understand that. Yeah.
No, but and just as a hypothetical example, if we said to Jeff, we're going to recommend that $30,000 comes out of your budget, he maybe would be able to draw the $32,000 from there.
No.
Okay.
Why not?
You cannot have the principal. That's the way
That's the interest.
It says during the year amount, $32,000.
Yeah, it's specified though by the Moore Highway Fund for certain projects.
Right, and
right.
He's got a couple of projects.
Yeah.
That money has actually already been spent. We used it on a project last week, actually two projects. So we did. It's probably not reflected because the.
Oh, November.
Yeah, I mean, the bills haven't come in yet, or anything. The trustees have to sign off on it before the money goes out. But last week we used that money to put an apron on Donovan. Gravel Donovan and put a ditch and gravel a little bit on Courier Road. So like that money gets used for projects. We use it every year.
You do, your interest.
Yeah,
that's good.
So what I do with that interest is I do a project or two. Now that interest is built up to where it is, which is a pretty considerable amount of money, we can do a couple small projects every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do is I always try and leave some money in there, some interest, so that it goes into the principal and I make more money the year after. Because the point of the Moore Highway Fund is not just for me to use, it wasn't just for them to use 30 years ago. In 50 years, that fund should be, the principal of that fund should be $1 million, and you should be making $150,000 of interest. That's the point of it. It's not really, for any other reason. That's why you got to leave a little bit in every year, but you still use it to do, small projects every year. That money gets used every year.
I think I understand your question now. Now I'm thinking about it. When Jeff does his project and he sends us an invoice for that money, we write the check, but the check goes to the town. You put it in the general fund.
Yeah. It's a reimbursement, so the money comes out. I would have to ask him about the account.
Yeah, because the town pays your bills,
The bill, and I say this is going to the Moore Highway, it gets paid, and it gets paid
reimbursed back
to the town.
Okay.
So it gets reimbursed back to the town.
So essentially going into the general fund, it's used to offset taxes.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So the town gets the money. Jeff doesn't get the money.
Yeah.
No, yeah. And I get that.
For example, when you get to the cemetery has interest that they can draw on. It's specifically for perpetual care. That's all it can be used for, because that's the way the fund is written. The fund was written, a whole lot of people bought perpetual care. They put it in the fund. It has accumulated. We've invested it. They get interest. They invoice us for a certain amount of money, but it's to be reimbursement for perpetual care. The perpetual care was done and paid for. we write a check. So cemetery invoices us specifically for that fund to be reimbursed for perpetual care. The town gets the check.
Mm. Yeah.
Now you could, if you wanted to rearrange bookkeeping, take that money and apply it to the cemetery budget, but you put it in the general fund.
Right. Yeah.
You talked with us about that last time.
Yeah, we got that. Length, I think we got that. Okay. All right.
Okay, that was the upper part. So down below, the lower part, is that accessible to be used?
For what it's designated for.
Yeah, yeah, that's not just the interest.
It's not just
the interest. They can use the whole thing.
So, you've got this thing called the Fire Apparatus Capital Reserve Fund. The town puts money in that every year. Dean will write a warrant article and request money in the warrant article. Mm-hmm. The town will vote yay or nay on the warrant article. Mm-hmm. When that money comes in, it comes to us. We add it to the fund so that you're making interest on that. But that only can be spent for fire apparatus. Mm-hmm. So if Dean decides that he wants to buy a piece of equipment, he will ask, well, first he'll talk to the select board about it, then he will ask the trustees of the trust fund for the money.
Right.
That check, again, will go to the town. But Dean can only spend that money, not Dean, I shouldn't say Dean, that money can only be spent for fire apparatus. It can't be spent for anything else.
Right. So as that example, does he have $447,843 at his discretion to buy apparatus?
I had to see if I that,
no, that's for infrastructure and ground.
Oh, which one was did she which one did you say?
Third one down.
Fire apparatus, 129.
The third one down, sorry. So $226,000?
Yeah.
Because we just bought the...
Yeah.
Or I say just. We bought the fire truck.
Yeah.
But that was when?
3 years ago.
Yeah.
But why... If it was 3 years ago, why is there $226,000 in there?
$75,000. They've been putting money back into it. Yeah. We didn't spend all of it.
There's a warrant article every year to add to that.
Okay.
So every year, the warrant article...
Okay, and if you have a piece of, when you say fire apparatus, it would be specific to the fire truck?
Yeah.
Something on the, it wouldn't be AED equipment, that kind of stuff, that would be ambulance? Would that be on the fire truck too?
Yeah. No, it's pretty much for the rolling stock.
The hoses and all that kind of stuff if you needed it on the truck?
Well, not hose necessarily, just the trucks. Basically.
The trucks, okay. Like,
if you had a... serious mechanical failure, we could spend it on that too.
The repair of it?
Can't handle.
Okay. 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 So anything down there can be used.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. For what it's designated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's understood.
Yep.
Okay.
Question? Bill Sappy. So tell us, everything in these funds is above the budget.
So in addition to
their budget. Mm-hmm. So we can't cut anyone's budget and say you can use this money instead.
We can cut their budget and make the recommendation, but it's up to them.
They can do what they want.
They can do whatever they want. It's a bottom line budget. Okay, so we can, if you remember when Chuck Witcher was here, we talked about $4,000 for the sweeper.
Yeah.
So he's got a capital reserve fund here. I don't remember how much is in it.
Looks like 91 in principal.
91,000?
Yeah, for a total of...
Okay, so we said, well, why don't you take that out of the... Why don't you take the 4,000 out of your fund? And he said, yeah, that's fine, I can do that. We can't make him, but we can take $4,000 out of his operating budget, and he can... I mean, that's what it's for. It's for capital expense.
Yeah. And the question that came up about the cemetery fund last time, where that was created many years ago, Beth was saying that if someone went to the Attorney General, you could increase the amount that you take out every year of the interest.
No.
Because the expenses are higher now
There's a whole formula on,
No, that wasn't discussed.
I can explain it.
Yeah, I think she said $25 per perpetual care.
That's a hypothetical number, actually. The way you figure what is what can be accessed is you look at the amount of interest earned during the year for the cemetery. You divide the number of perpetual care lots, which are 420 perpetual care lots.
Mm-hmm.
You divide the 420 into what they've earned for the year. The number you come up with is what can be spent on each perpetual care lot.
But Carla, Brenda Coughlin, she mentioned that the Attorney General set the rate back in the 80s, I think she said. And that's what we had chatted with them to see, why aren't you reapproaching?
10 minutes ago,
other people
from that fund is getting it on the road, leaving a little bit left over.
Who's on there?
Right.
They need to mute.
Yeah,
they have to raise their hand.
You got to mute.
Yeah, they're discussing amongst themselves.
Okay, so they were
so
going to be...
So if you want me to finish,
okay.
Right. So once that number is established, you take those two figures, you take the interest earned, the number of perpetual care lots, you take the number of perpetual care lots divided into the interest earned, and you're going to come up with somewhere between $20 and $30 per lot, which is allowed for the care of each lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the end of the way you figure it. Then you have to go to the Holbrook Cemetery Fund. Well, not their fund, their bookkeeping. You have to take the total number of graves in the Holbrook Cemetery and figure out how much money in their budget was spent on maintenance of the Holbrook Cemetery and how much money was spent on individual lots. So you take the total budget for the Holbrook, I know it's very convoluted, you take the total budget for the Holbrook Cemetery, you divide it by the total number of graves, and you come up with a number that it costs to take care of each lot. Then you take the number of perpetual care lots in the Holbrook Cemetery, and you know how much it cost for each individual perpetual care lot in the Holbrook Cemetery.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You're going to come up with, again, a number somewhere between $20 and $30. Then you come to the trustees of the trust fund. You take the value, the money that you spent for each individual lot, multiply it times the perpetual care lots, and that's the number that you're entitled to. They cannot take more than their interest. So the state, rather than walk them through this whole thing that I've just described to you, which is the way the state explained it to the cemetery committee about 10 years ago, but now the state has said, just figure it at about $25 per lot.
Okay.
But that leaves a lot of interest every year that goes back to principal.
That's right.
And that's never going to get spent, the principal. And meanwhile, the cemetery budget goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't they be using all of their interest?
But you can't compare the cemetery budget to the fund. The fund is you shouldn't even think about it, really. These are people that died. They bought their lot and they put their money in a fund. That money doesn't belong to the town. And you're right, that principal is going to continue to grow. And the only way that you're going to do anything about it is if at some future date you should decide to hire an attorney and see if you can
change
it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not as simple as going to the Attorney General and having them...
Saying we want more for a lot.
No, remember they talked about that.
Yeah,
though.
She did. She said she recommended that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that isn't something that can be done.
Well, yeah, it's possible.
Well, I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I think she said it.
Okay,
right.
It's not going to get done tonight, so...
I have a real simple question. Could I ask you?
Sure.
Susan Young, what is Ron Thomas's Heritage Commission Fund?
Well,
what's the purpose of that? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, this is
Oh, I thought it was easy.
Really complicated. When Ron Thomas died, people donated money.
I remember.
And they donated money to be held by
The Heritage?
The Heritage Commission. And the Heritage Commission kept it in a checkbook.
Okay.
And it was their money.
Okay.
All right. It didn't belong to the town. It didn't. Mm-hmm. It belonged to the Heritage Commission mm-hmm. to do something with. They in turn started selling their books. They
just recently. Yes. Books. Okay.
That money was also getting put into the Ron Thomas Fund.
Okay.
Heritage Commission dispersed. Didn't know what to do with their money. So they came to the trustees of the trust fund and said, would you take care of this money? And they turned it over to be used for the Smith Building.
Oh, that's interesting. Last year they took $1,400 went to the Smith Building.
All of that money can be used now by the Smith Building.
Just for the Smith Building?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not to be used to pay the light bill. It's to be used for something special. So last year, one year we bought a granite bench with it, and last year we put the light post in.
Okay, I didn't know that. Good, thank you.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's go to the big budget.
So,
thank you.
Folks, before I leave, do you have any questions about the Smith Memorial?
Could
budget
we at least go to
when
that?
We get to there, yeah.
Well, could we
We're
get
not
to
there
it so
yet.
She can leave.
Okay, you want to go to the Smith Building?
Yeah, so you can leave.
So let's look at page 7. Now, I don't know if everybody, did everybody get a copy of the, we didn't get this week, we got this last meeting.
No, we didn't, I gave you mine.
The Smith Memorial Building budget?
I gave you mine, because I don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Maybe it's in mine. Was this the last meeting?
But I don't know if I'm the only one that got a copy. We didn't
make
more copies.
No, I gave you my
copy. But I didn't know if we made
that.
More copies. Okay.
Do you want more copies? Do people like a copy? You might run in and make one.
I got it here if you want it. It's not a whole lot.
You could just
there.
Name it off.
I can
okay.
just take a picture.
Okay. take a picture. Okay, so if you look at the Smith Building grant. No. Smith Building maintenance. And the total town building expenses, it's the very last line. The request went from 28,229 last year, is was the budget, and this year it's 33,495. Now, the itemized expenses here, much of that is 21,000 for the roof repair. Mm-hmm. The rest are, you know, property maintenance, fire alarm, furniture cleaning, emergency, but the 21,000 for the roof repair. So that gets back to the question, the $21,000 for the roof repair. And if you look at the two funds that the Smith Memorial Building has, there's the $5,000 in interest from the Bird Memorial Fund, and then the Smith, let me see, on the bottom section, the Smith
Memorial
Building Fund, there's $11,469 total. Mm-hmm. Plus about five, there's total interest was 5,056. So I guess the question is, why isn't any of that roof repair coming out of those funds? What are the funds for, if not for a capital expense?
We're putting in a new walkway this year. So we're going to use the interest from those two funds to build the walkway. The walkway starts at the front door. We'll take out the old walkway, start it at the front door, run it down around the building to the parking lot.
How much is that expected to cost?
We don't have our estimate yet, but we've looked at similar walkways that have been like $20,000.
What's it going to be made out of, brick?
Yes.
It's a brick walkway.
Brick and granite.
Oh, granite.
A brick and granite.
So we will use that interest this year.
But you said you're going to do that next year.
Well, 2025.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So this $5,000 and this, well, that's the balance of the whole fund. Have you spent the $5,000 in interest from this year?
No.
For anything? No?
No.
Okay.
But that budget that you're looking at, that you're referring to, is for 2025.
Right, I understand.
So if you're looking at the number for the roof, which is roughly $20,000.
$21,000.
We have available roughly $20,000 in interest that we can use in 2025, and we're going to use it for a walkway.
Okay, that was the question.
Any other question?
No.
Any other questions for the Smith Building?
As a Bill said, I mean, as a budget, it just would make more sense that you would pay for your roof and skip the walkway this year and maybe do the walkway the following year.
When there isn't a roof.
Well,
is there something wrong?
Than a walkway.
No. I'm just saying.
It's a slate roof.
This
it's
is the last roof. Year for the roof, though. You've done the four quarters, right?
Yeah.
So the roof, there won't be a roof expense next year. And that
correct.
Does make sense. Why not do the walkway next year? Unless is there liability issues with the current walkway?
I guess you probably none of you have been there.
I was gonna say there's not really a walkway, is
it? It's an asphalt walkway that I have no idea how old it is,
mm-hmm.
but it's coming apart. It's hazardous. It makes a steep turn when it goes down the hill. We're going to change that and put steps in that will make it a little easier to walk on.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to start with the whole budget.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
I'm going to stay for a
while,
but I better
put this down. Okay. Take him to LeBron with you.
Any comments? How do you want to do this? Do you want to start at the bottom and work up, or do you want to go through every single section, or?
Yeah. I say, yeah. Our eyes should be on every section. I mean, I kind of highlighted the biggest jump areas, but I think we should. I mean,
okay.
This is an 8% proposal
8%
that they just
increase.
Gave it to us.
Yep,
right.
That's
and
right.
That's
no,
pretty,
just
that's
just
not
checking.
Even the school.
We're good.
So,
section by section.
Okay, we'll start at the top
yep.
then. Okay. Ambulance. Any comments, any changes proposed for the ambulance? We didn't have any questions the last time.
Let's see. I have a quick question. Dean, what is the administrative compliance officer duty that's separate from when he's working? Like, I'm sure he's there for ambulance driving, right?
He works
on call.
He works a shift every week, but it depends on his job in Concord. But he's there. He was there today, actually, working.
So does he have a certain amount of hours that he has to do administrative-wise? I'm just trying to understand. So $15,000 a year we pay him for administrative. Is that, like, for what? The office work?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all
billing? He doesn't do billing.
No. But there's a lot to it. There's, you know...
Coordination?
Dealing with Medicare and, yeah, there's a lot to it. More than you'd ever imagine, you know, especially dealing with the government on that.
Well, I know, and there's got to be a point person for that. I just wanted to understand. We're giving him $15,000 above what he does as a EMT or paramedic.
Yeah, if he didn't work any shifts, he'd still have to... You have to do some work to take care of all of that.
He does scheduling. He does. He works on policy over there. He does, any paperwork that needs to be, because they don't have an admin, so it's a lot of the paperwork.
That an admin would do. Okay.
Yes, you got all the drugs that you have to deal with, and you know they time out and they have to be replaced, and and he's, you know, we've taken on. Like all the schools' AEDs now are all under us. We're trying to get all of that stuff under our watch so that we can take care of them, because they might slip through the cracks and not be main. So that's all part of it, getting those all serviced and everything.
So that's what he does above and beyond when he's working on for the ambulance.
Yeah, and I'm sure... when he's working on an ambulance, if he doesn't have a call, he's going to work on some of this stuff, too. Well, remember, a call that might last an hour or two, then you got, like, an insane amount of paperwork to do for that call. It's craziness what you have to do with the temp system.
She's in
health care, you know.
Stupid amount.
It's stupid.
Okay.
Okay. Any other ambulance questions? So we're okay with the ambulance the way it is? Okay, we'll move on to animal control.
So that step increase, I thought we lost our animal control. I thought we lost our animal control person.
She resigned.
So we have a step increase for a person that doesn't exist?
It will be hiring someone. I guess they wouldn't get the step increase. It's 2%. If you want to knock it down 2%, you can, because that's what the step increase would be. She may get a 90-day, or he may get a 90-day sign-on bonus. A 90-day increase after a successful review after 90 days. I mean, I don't see what you want to do with that. I wouldn't cut it out altogether, because they are going to be looking for another ACO.
They're looking, but they...
Because I thought he was going to use the Susan Young Police Department, he said, the officers.
For now, but it's going to take a lot of the work off the ACO, but they do want an ACO. The ACO deals with the dog licenses and
they do.
And that's going to be a large part of what they do, which is that the officers don't want to be doing that stuff, so...
So did you figure out what percentage is that?
Well, I applied the 2.5% to the 4731, and it's about $100 less than
that's
this.
The COLA. I mean, a step increase would be 2%. I mean,
right, but I'm saying the person gets the COLA. We're going to put the COLA there anyway.
Right.
So
it is.
So that means the step is only about $100 a year if you're applying a step.
Yeah. So we are going to have an animal control. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Any other questions on animal control? All right. Budget committee, we're okay. Auditing. Building inspection. Any questions on building inspection? Cemetery.
The building inspection, Andrea, when you see an increase, is that the COLA that's been added in?
She added the COLA into the line.
Yeah. The COLA's all...
In a step, some of these people, the newer people, the first 5 years, they get a step.
And that's all built into those increases.
Yeah.
Or the longevity pay, is that in there?
Yeah, longevity you'll see in the town budget. We have a longevity.
Oh, it's in one...
It's in one area.
One area. It's not... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cemetery?
Well, yeah. We had a long discussion about the cemetery the last time, and where they want a 4.5% increase. And is this, did we find out tonight that there's nothing that we can pull from here?
No, well, see, there is. No, it, well, but see, there, let me, their money, this is what Beth said, and I spoke to Andrea. Their money comes out, it goes into the general fund,
yeah,
the unreserved fund balance. So it's not like they get it directly. It goes to the unreserved fund balance, right?
Yeah, right, and they don't use it for projects. It just goes, and apparently that's the way it's always been.
So they need money from the operating budget to operate the cemeteries.
Correct, I get it. I have a question. This whole general fund redeposit back at the end of the year, that's always been a thorn in my side, because I've always worked under, you budget what you need, and you don't end up with hundreds of thousands of dollars at the end of the year, which does affect the tax rate. How many hundreds of thousands goes back to the general fund on average every year?
If you're talking from the town budget?
Like the end of the year, you know, this the...
Not much.
No, we
get those reports.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, you see the revenue.
At the end of year, when we get the end of year report.
The December one.
Then they show us what's left over, $150,000,
mm-hmm,
encumbered $50,000, and $100,000 goes back to the...
Right, the encumbered, yeah.
After the encumbrances. Yeah, so that's... And the school, I think this year it was not that much.
Not at all.
No, there was
way
a little
down.
Bit. There was some. They had a
89 or something.
Page of encumbrances, yeah. Okay, anything else on cemeteries? Okay, Conservation Commission, anything? Direct assistance? Election voter registration?
Nice drop.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because there's not three elections.
Yeah.
Election administration, emergency management, fire and forestry, health officer, Heritage Commission. So we don't have a Heritage Commission anymore, huh?
Well, that's what I just heard.
You keep a dollar there.
Yeah, but we don't really have...
Okay. Well, we do. That's who has a bake sale at the...
No, they haven't met for years.
They have the bake sale at the elections. I give bake...
No, that's an historical...
That's hysterical. Sorry.
Okay, then highway.
That's right.
All right, now... So let's get back to your revolving fund. So let's say you get $125,000 for your revolving fund. Okay, so do you have projects included in this budget that you would pay out of the revolving fund?
So if you look at the projects that I have planned for next year, right? So,
and that's all, they're all in here, right?
Except for the Warren articles.
Yeah, except for the Warren articles.
So when you look at, I guess you got to kind of look at it two different ways. So obviously I have a couple different projects planned for next year. So I have my two Warren article projects are going to be starting North Road and then to do Fieldstone Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of this, the asphalt maintenance and rehabilitation, my plan is to use that for Old Candia Road, because that really needs to be redone, which is what I normally do. I normally do my two Warren Art projects and another project. As far as the highway block grant, so that is actually getting, I'm going to let a lot of that accrue for a couple bigger projects that are kind of coming down the pipe. So one is a box culvert that needs to be put in on North Road.
Yeah.
That's probably going to happen in 26 or 27. That's going to be a big expense with engineering. The materials for that are a lot. The labor's not as much. It's not that hard to install. It's just expensive. And for the engineering, you've got to get all the wetlands permits and a whole bunch of other things. The other project that I want to use the highway block grant money for is doing Crowley Road. So Crowley Road is not on the CIP, so it will not be a warrant article project, and it will not be coming out of the budget. There was a subdivision, not a big subdivision, there was a couple house lots that were put in there. We got money for off-site improvements from the developer, and we are required to use them by December 31st of 2027.
Okay.
Order for me to make meaningful use of that money and actually do something on that road, I am going to use highway block grant money for.
Okay.
So that is kind of what that is, and that's why I do not want to pull from those that highway block grant that is supposed to be for, you know, to complete extra extra projects. I mean, you know, and everybody drives on the roads and sees the state of them. I mean, money is not being wasted. I mean, it's
no, I know.
We are putting every dollar to work to try and, you know, make our roads nice.
Okay.
I think they are, Jeff. Yeah. They're doing a good job.
They're coming along,
a good job.
I'm just, you know, we put every dollar in this budget to work. I mean, we really do. Like, every year, I don't have much left over my budget at the end of the year. And that's across, you know, any... The more highway fund I try and use, you know, most of it. I like to leave some because I do like to let it build. I think it's just a good idea for the future. You know, and I want to do the same thing with the highway block grant. The nice thing about that highway block grant is you can let it accrue for big projects, you know, that are really almost over the capacity to, that you would want to pay for in a warrant article. You know what I mean?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sounds good. It's just the 8% at the end of the
year. I understand where
it's no specific.
I pay taxes too.
I know.
I understand. I completely get that.
Mm. I know. It's just good. Mm. It'd be nice if we could get the 8% down to
3%
even.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And like I said, like if you guys, you know, I have a 4.7% increase just based on what construction costs are going up. If it comes to it, I mean, I can definitely take a look at it. I'm not opposed to that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions about highway?
Nope.
Okay. Insurance. Insurance is what it is.
What happened there?
Wow.
It
went from like 12% to 16%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you do? Okay.
Do you shop around for insurance, or is that something
we
just...
We did last year. We went into a pool. It's held trust, and it's a pool. It's a pool of other communities.
And yet it still jumped
20%.
Yeah, ours isn't as bad as other towns because we're a little on the smaller side.
Jeez.
How do they justify that? Like, how do they? They don't have to.
Exactly.
Jeez. Okay. Legal expenses. Culture and recreation, $3. What does that say? We spent $3 on culture. Okay.
And it shows, doesn't it?
Parks and recreation.
Well, is there anything in there that you think you could give up? You know, of the $28,000?
Going around the field house... to get the drainage so it's not flooding. I mean, it's been flooding for a couple of years. I guess that can, you know, that could go away. The rest of it, I know we're going to need bark. I kind of snuck by this year without it, but I think next year we are definitely going to need it.
When you say field house, is that what you're talking about, the $5,000 for the drainage?
You have to dig a drain and put...
No, but that's what that the 5,000's
for?
Yeah,
that's pretty much, yes.
Okay, we held a okay,
next, an area you can look at.
Next is planning board.
And we ought to thank them for that?
Yes.
A drop of 20%. 20%. Yep.
Nice.
Next is police.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm struggling with this budget.
Well, do you have any specific issues on the police department?
Yeah, so right now, help me understand the current staffing that we have in our police department. We have a full-time chief. We have a full-time officer, female officer that I saw.
Yep, and he's looking to hire two more. They're in like the pipeline, I guess, of background checks, stuff like that. So two more offices, and we just hired the lieutenant as well.
So are those full-time or part-time?
No more part-time. He doesn't need any more part-time, so the two full-time officers. And then there's Isabella, who's the female.
Two full-time officers that are in they're doing the background checks, and the lieutenant is a third person that they're bringing on?
Yeah, started.
How close is this for real offers? I'm assuming their background comes through.
He's hoping they're not going to make it into the academy. He said the other night they're not going to make it into the January.
Oh, they have to go to the academy.
Yeah, they do have to go to the academy, so they'll be in the May instead of the January one because it's just taking a little longer.
So they go into the January one and...
No, they won't make it.
The May, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
We're hoping for January.
Okay, so they go into the May one. How long does it take for them to go through that?
It's like 4.5 months, and then they do field training with an officer.
Okay, are they on the payroll when they go to...
Yes.
So when do they go on payroll?
They are on the payroll when they go to the academy.
So in May?
Pay them, yes.
So the first 5 months of the year, is that money included in the budget?
Yes. No, they're starting.
Yes.
They're starting before they go to the academy, I believe.
No, she said May. They're on May.
No,
they will work, like Isabella was here for...
They're starting before.
She went to the academy in June, she started in April. She was on, they just have her out, they do like field training.
She needs another officer with her.
Yeah, she can't arrest people.
Or with him or her.
Even though they don't go to the academy, they're out there working and they're earning the same salary?
They can't like arrest, they can't pull people over, they can't give tickets, they can't do that.
Okay, so my part of my hang-up with the police department is we are sufficiently down in bodies, including an AA. She left.
Yeah, but we have one working there now.
Okay, but yet their budget increase is 16.5% increase. So I'm trying to understand, and they're bringing in three more people, but it isn't until May, like Bill said.
Because you have your lieutenant who started.
He started?
Bella has finished the academy. She's a full-time officer, certified.
So there's three.
And then you have...
And the chief.
And the chief, yeah.
So we currently have three.
Yeah, and you have four or five part-timers.
Are they part-time or are they per diem?
Part-time.
So they're guaranteed how many hours?
They have to stay, I believe... I'm not sure. I think it's 1,500 that they have to stay at hours
under
for the year. They can't be...
No, but a part-time person is generally a 10-hour a week person. A per diem is whenever the department needs them. So which one are they?
They're part-time.
So you're saying like part-time set
they're
schedule?
They're part-time.
So part-time, they're working X amount of hours a week?
Yeah.
That's not what I...
Okay, I guess you could say per diem, because if he needs them for 35 hours 1 week... He'll use them, and if it means at the end of the year, because it's something with the New Hampshire retirement, they cannot go
right
over a certain amount of hours. So he gets into, like, let's say he really needs Mike and Rick right now, I'll have them come in 35, 40 hours a week. He'll probably have them stop working mid-November or, November 1st, because they can't
go over that.
Yeah.
So are we no longer paying Auburn and the surrounding towns?
We have not. Yeah, we're not paying them.
When did we stop doing that?
It's been probably a few weeks now.
Okay, so he has enough people to cover?
Yes, yeah, between his part-timers, Mike, Rick,
okay,
Bella.
Yeah. What do we do after 11 o'clock at night?
Pray.
The state police have been at the state.
Pray.
I believe that's still covering. I have to confirm with them, but I believe the state police are still covering.
Do we pay them?
No, we don't pay
them. We don't pay the state police?
No.
Well, yeah, you do, but just...
Yeah,
yeah,
but I just got a different pocket.
So,
how about the sheriff? Do we pay the sheriff?
Sheriff hasn't really been in town.
But when they are, did we pay them?
Sheriff, yeah. The only one we didn't pay was
state police.
The only ones that we don't...
They didn't bill it.
That's what we've been looking for. But you have mutual aid, so if something did happen, you have Auburn...
So when he gets these additional people through the academy, and it sounds like he'll end up with three more, right? Full-time?
Two more
full-time.
Yeah.
So he'll have a total of five full-time officers and per diem officers. Is that a 24-hour coverage in time? They will be 24 hours. So this... these wages are for 24 hours a day and not tapping into state police.
Yeah, state police, they don't, like I said, we don't get a bill from them. So we're just trying to get them to, we had them covered because we needed them.
I feel like I'm missing something when there is an understaffed department that isn't really going to be fully staffed until the summer, but yet there's a 16% increase. I'm just trying to help me understand.
You're still paying. So those two new officers, let's say they start January 5th. They can't go to the academy because they can't get them enrolled in time. It's just not, the time frame is too short. They are going to be working 40-hour work week. They will be here. Whether they do administrative stuff up in the, and make phone calls and follow up on cases, and, you know, they'll do that. They'll go out with officers. I know when Bella was not certified, she went over to school for a dispute. She couldn't arrest anyone. But, yeah, they're still utilizing them. They just can't use them for certain,
Actual police.
Yeah, be certified.
Got it.
They also they got sign-on bonuses too, didn't they? Yeah.
Is that in the budget?
I think you put that as a separate line.
Is that separate?
It has to be though.
Where?
I hope so.
It's hiring under budget. Hiring? No, that's psych test.
It has to be in this budget.
It is. It must.
It's somewhere.
I guess it's not a separate line that it is factored into
the wages.
And the way they think, because if you have someone that's not certified, it's $3,000 for 5 years.
Yeah.
Someone that's certified would be $5,000. He probably figured out
prorated the.
So it's not a. You're not seeing a $15,000 increase.
Because look under testing and hiring, the second line down. It was budgeted $700, and we're already paying $2,250. So that might be some of it.
Well, psych test, 6 new hires, 4 polygraph tests, because all the new hires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not that expensive.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what a polygraph costs. We don't really.
I don't ever want to know.
Okay. Okay, any more questions on police? Property appraisal.
Why did that go up 10%?
What they charge?
Yeah, we just did a.
I know. Did they raise their rates?
Because of the reval, he brought it down because we used the capital reserve. This he brought it back up
I have a quick question about the property appraisal. So we just did a reval. And when the market corrects and we all see our values going down in our homes, because it's coming and it's going to happen, it's just nobody knows when.
Next year.
Well, we are locked in to, we are scheduled that we typically do every 5 years in town.
Yep.
However, if in 2 years we saw property values, we weren't selling houses for anywhere near where we're appraising, would the town bring in a reassessment? Mm-hmm. Why not? Why not?
Monetarily, it wouldn't be worth it.
For who?
I haven't talked with him about it, but some towns do a 20% of the town every year for the 5 years. So when they do that cyclical, so this won't be a full come year five, because we just did a full.
What's a full? Like all the homes?
Entire town. It was the entire town. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the houses. And then the mid-year, it's like a they just grab sales for the mid-reval. So the next 5 years from now,
So even though values, actual sale values go down, the town would still keep the 2020.
Yeah, because the equalization rate, because we always have the equalization rate, which
you see that right now it's at 66%, which is the houses we're selling way above.
Yeah, it could be at 110.
It could go the other way.
Yeah, it could be 110.
And it doesn't matter on taxes.
We're all in the same equalization.
It doesn't
rate.
Make it any difference on
we'll
taxes.
We'll see in the end.
I hope not.
Okay, let's see. Next section is solid waste. Any questions on solid waste?
That was an area we talked about that could make some. Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck said we could make some cuts.
Yeah. He only went up 3%.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Okay, street lighting.
It is what it is.
Now, tax collector, we had a question about the stipends.
Yeah, 8% increase.
So, if we took the tax collector and the deputy tax collector and gave them only 2.5%, it would be about $1,300 difference. $1,300, $1,400
And what
difference.
Percent would that bring it to? Increase. I don't know. I don't have my calculator.
I didn't. I don't know. I didn't.
It doesn't really matter.
No.
Well, no, because the FICA and all that changes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah. But it's about $1,300, $1,400.
Which is not that much.
No, which is not that much. Town building expenses. We talked about the Smith Building. Any questions there?
Did she say, are you open to taking some from a trust for any of these expenses, Carla? Is that something you're open to? Or
for the town building?
Yeah.
Let me look at the budget. We budget pretty close.
Not the town.
You're talking about the Smith Building budget?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the town building expenses,
yeah, it's
but,
that,
the,
yeah.
but it's the Smith Building.
Yeah.
Line.
The library.
So you're asking me if I can cut that budget?
Well, I don't like to worry like that.
This
That's why I said open to.
There's not a lot of fat in this budget. I mean, you know.
No, are you open to using some of the trust money?
We've designated that interest.
Mm-hmm. For the walkway.
For the walkway.
We've designated the interest
right.
and,
for the walkway.
And the capital improvement money for the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's the $5,000, you've got interest in the bird fund, and you've got the capital improvement money.
Mm-hmm.
And
that comes to $16,000.
In my mind, it just about is going to pay for a walkway.
May I ask you on your line that your building maintenance went from 60?
No, that's not
no,
hers.
No, that's not hers.
That's, this,
that's the
that town.
Town
office.
Oh,
that
it's just those
in.
Two under. Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
That's
all
confusing.
She has.
That's
yeah.
the doors.
That's confusing.
The doors.
Yeah,
we
did
talk
about
Andrea
yeah,
told
money
about
for
the
that.
Isn't there a trust for that too?
Yes,
yeah.
there is.
Yeah, but the trust we were going to use. I told you about the park. The repaving the parking lot, and that is involved because there is.
I don't remember that. I remember the door. You needed to replace
the door.
No, she did.
That's what put the door in that.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
The door here.
Yeah, the door. That front door needs to be replaced.
Right. And we
it's 8,000 you said?
Yeah. It's expensive.
Are you kidding?
When did we talk about the parking lot being repaved?
Dean. 8,000
She said they wanted to save the money for other projects. I didn't hear anything about the parking lot.
We'd like to pave the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 8,000 for the front door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But that needs to come out of something, not the budget.
I know, it's 8,000.
I'm confused when you talk about money.
No, it's 8,000.
One at a time. Don't talk to me when other people are talking. I can't listen to
you. It's 8,000 for that door?
That door.
8,000.
Oh,
you're talking
gosh.
About the door that we come in.
Yes, yes, the entrance door. Yes.
8,000
for that.
We talked about that.
I know.
We swap them.
But
the
it looks nice.
This building,
yeah.
That front door
yeah.
is open. It's never been open
yeah.
since.
Yeah.
Maybe we should lock that one and use that one.
Yeah, really.
I think this one is original to the building, so yes.
Well, that is too, isn't it?
Was in
both of them.
Yeah.
But what do you have for maintenance money for that? Capital improvement money.
There's a fund.
There's
a
building
the
fund. Don't use the capital improvement. Leave that alone.
Here.
We'd like
where's
to keep that fund healthy.
Well.
You need to plan for.
I understand that, but there's a
town office maintenance. Look at 2007.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay, town office maintenance.
31,000.
The balance is.
Did Ryan leave?
Yep, 31,000.
31,000. Oh. So you could take your $8,000 door out of that.
We'd like to pave the parking lot.
Well,
Jeff, could you speak to him? We are trying to, because CYA is going to be paving, we're going to try to get a good rate. If they do it over there, if they can come over here, maybe we can get a reduced rate. But we also have to, the drainage has to be redone, correct? Is that was the idea?
Well, the only the part that really would need to be redone is the part right here where the police, you know, where they come in and always puddles. That just needs to be cut out and regraded and just... if we're going to repave the parking lot, I think what the thought was that I think you guys were planning on making it, trying to make it bigger.
Yeah.
By cutting these trees and
bigger. Yeah.
So there would be some, you know, a fair amount of work just to be done. Because what would end up happening is everything would get repaved, but then over here where the garden is, like that little island, so you would cut those trees and everything would just have to be prepped for pavement.
So if you had your choice of an $8,000 door or a parking lot, if both of those can't be done this year, which would you take?
I can't believe that's going to be $8,000.
I know.
If something that we're going to do in tandem with the CYAA, you probably want to.
They've already paved. They're already done.
Yeah, they did pave.
Yeah, so that's sad, I guess.
But they did that a couple weeks before the election.
Yeah, before the election.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, and again, I know it's rude, but I'm going to do it anyway. Where are you getting the $8,000 figure?
So the administrator assistant went and got quotes. And to replace that door, we had someone come in, look at it, and that's the quote they gave us.
So we only have one quote? I would maybe look around on that one.
Do we have a town policy for quotes?
A purchasing policy.
Yeah, we do.
Purchasing,
yeah.
The selectmen reserve the right to choose what they want.
But do the selectmen get choices? So did there more than one quote come through on that door?
She called several companies.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the cemetery. They took trees down. They picked Northern Tree.
Mm-hmm.
They selected Northern Tree. Were there other quotes that were done?
We're not following the purchasing policy.
Well,
okay, yeah. Who polices that?
The selectmen, yeah. In the office, but, you know, the selectmen reserve the right to, if you have someone, we don't go up for three quotes necessarily all the time. We haven't done that in the past.
For every single job, they use
contractors. No, it's over a certain amount of money.
That they've used
for over five.
Over
10,000,
that's
the policy that should kick in.
Yes.
But then nobody's policing that, so we just get
a caveat in that there's a blurb that says they reserve the right to not. If they don't want to, they can. Let's say there's like two people or two companies, they reserve the right to pick the company that they want.
But who is telling them that?
Your policy tells you that.
Right, but I'm saying what authority is telling the cemetery that they can use that person and no one else is asked to be asked?
The trustees.
It's not the selectmen.
Yeah,
the trustee.
No, the cemetery trustee. She's talking about the cemetery trustees.
For an example.
Cemetery trustees are elected.
Yes.
They are elected body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are their own group. They don't have to take direction from anybody but themselves.
Oh, they don't have to follow policy, town policy.
They don't follow town.
I don't know. I think that would be something. I don't know if they have to because they are elected. They.
You have two former selectmen on there that have.
Elected committees are their own entity.
Well, if we don't know, then we still don't know.
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get our best, spend our tax money wisely. Just because you like a particular company, they may be $20,000 more than another one that does just as well.
Okay, town building. Any more questions? Additional questions on town building expenses? Town clerk? Any questions on the town clerk? The town officer's expenses? Town treasurer.
Why did she go up almost 10%? She's got the.
She's another stipend employee that was in that warrant article about the raises. That, remember?
We talked about, like, she did get, the board did approve her increase.
Yes, yes.
Oversight on our part, that wasn't the right number that was supposed to be in there, that 11.
Right, so.
It should have been.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was about, we had to give her retro because we.
Oh.
Okay, welfare department.
What is that stipend, $7,500?
No, it's not.
She wants one.
It's.
I think that's what she wants.
She got the 2.5%.
Oh.
She wanted $7,500.
Okay.
All right, and zoning board.
They're doing a good job.
There's several departments that have done a very, very good job holding their money down.
Okay, so there we go with the whole budget. So let's take a look at the bottom line. Does anybody have any proposals for the bottom line?
Well, you know me, I can't keep my mouth shut. So if inflation right now, a rate that they just came up with was
2.5%.
Around 2.6%. I'd like to see the budget get down closer to a 3% and not an 8%.
Then you're going to have to tell us where the cuts are going to be.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I can
tell us what you think, and then we'll vote on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can go. So that you're talking about.
So you're asking me to cut a line by line? I thought this was a bottom line budget.
It is, but
you don't have to.
I think it's irresponsible on our part to just say you cut it, but we don't have any idea where you should do it. I think we have to be realistic about where it's going to get come from, and we've always done that.
Okay.
We've never just hit, well, we did one year. But
okay.
It wasn't a huge amount. And we've also done that to the school. We've
okay.
given them a bigger line.
So
okay,
this is
so
a
wait.
Whole team sitting here, and let's all come up with some ideas then, unless
okay,
everybody
so
really is okay with 8%.
And I just want to, Susan Young, I need to represent the board.
Mm.
Okay, so I will stay out of it.
Okay.
So if you take, so let's take last year's budget.
Is there any way you utilize some of those trusts for any of this?
No. She said no.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there are for some.
Yes, there are.
There are for some, but I only came up with $37,000, which only reduces it by 1%.
Well, it's better than.
So we're not picking an item to cut. We're just picking a department.
Yeah.
And
well, and we can, we have to have an idea.
So
Wait, let me just tell you how much we're, how much Brenda is talking about, how much in dollars.
To bring it down
okay.
to what, 3%?
To 3%.
Okay.
$198,000.
So let's call it $200,000. So Brenda's talking about taking $200,000 out of the budget. And I went line by line, and I don't see it.
I don't see
$200,000 here. That's,
I did, and please nobody take this personally, I did police department at 4%, comes out to $38,824. Fire department, if they cut it by 2%, comes out to $17,230. And the, what was the other one?
The other big one was town building, 24%.
It only comes up to $66,000. Fire was 4% at $10,000. And 17,2 was highway. 2% of the highway budget comes out to $17,000.
Is that almost 100?
It's only 66.
66, that's only 66.
It's not even that much money.
It's not even.
When you need to get 200, basically.
Yeah, yeah, I think.
I know, it's hard.
And see, a lot of things have changed. Our police department has changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
Our pay structure of the fire department has changed completely. So those things, it's just a different game than it was the previous year. You're not comparing apples with apples here.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I only came up with 37,000.
What did you cut the police by?
4%. 38,000.
And it was how much? 38,000?
38,824. Call it 39.
39.
But then you've got the big increase in the state retirement, which we have no control over.
What was the state retirement prior to this year? What was it last year, our contribution?
I think I had
it. Was pretty big.
That was one of our questions for the... for last week.
And that's almost $30,000.
Right? Yeah, we can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
So the budget increase is $342,807. So what's your formula?
The current rate is 31.28% for state retirement.
31 point.
Wow.
And what was it last year, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, it's based on payroll, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if the payroll goes up, then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it did go up. I think the percentage went up, but I don't have...
I didn't know it went up.
I don't have...
For the state.
That's the explanation they gave us.
Who's they?
The police chief.
He said
that was a question we gave them. Why did the retirement go up?
It did go up?
Yeah, the percentage went up. I don't remember the old rate, though. I don't have the old rate.
What's the total percent that you're trying to cut?
Well, Brenda suggested that we reduce the 8% increase to a 3% increase. So that'd be 5%.
Which is a lot.
I think that's too much. I mean, I don't want to see a big increase, but I don't want to be irresponsible either.
But just remember, this is without the warrant articles.
Right, it's about $1 million. We added up the warrant articles. I think it was around $1 million. But a lot of those are the same as last year. That's not an increase over last year. It's just...
Right, but if you're increasing this 8%, maybe people could be careful with the warrant articles. That might help.
I think if they understood it better, they would.
I know.
So would somebody like to make a motion? Would somebody like to start at a starting point and...
Well, I suggest that we cut $39,000 from the police department. Start somewhere.
Okay, so...
I'm not going to vote for 8%.
Okay, why don't you make a motion, and we'll vote on it.
I'll make a motion that we cut the police department budget by $39,000. What was you said? What percentage? 4%?
Yep.
Bill?
Yep.
Start there.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Bill seconds it. And discussion... We just got a brand new police chief, and I think it's a show of bad faith to not allow him to hire good people and put a department. Our department completely fell apart. We hired somebody to put it back together, and I believe putting it back together is going to cost money. And I think that's a really bad thing to do to our brand new police chief.
But if you put...
Excuse me.
I've got a raised hand.
Oh, you have a raised hand?
Yeah.
Okay, is that you, Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I did have my hand raised. Specifically about the police. I was just going to mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, so there's like a $100,000 increase just from the fire department, but that was to do with wages, which we have no control over.
Right.
Neither does the fire department, correct?
That's correct, because the whole pay structure had to change to be...
Right, and I'm all in favor of trying to cut here and there if possible, but just keep in mind if we're trying to cut 200,000, 100,000 of the increase came from that, which is just out of our control, out of anyone's control.
Right.
So just keep that in mind when we're trying to cut the 200,000. I'm definitely in favor of trying to save some money here and there out of the budget, but it's just that's a huge component of the increase.
Good
which
point.
Is just not something we're going to be able to dial back. So just keep it in mind when we're trying to fit in the other department.
Okay. Any more discussion on the $29,000 reduction in the police department? 39, I'm sorry.
And I respect what you're saying, but they're not fully operational until sometime in the spring. And so there are several months that I don't know if 39,000 out of a, what is his budget? 800,000 or something? I don't know if just several months that he'll be able to absorb the 39,000. Yep, it's not a lot of money in the scope of it. But
so
it's something.
What percent?
Where is it? 4%.
Oh, so it still is 12% above?
Police.
Is that true or not?
No.
There's police.
It's still 12% increase.
Mm-hmm.
$970,000.
Yeah. And he's not going to be fully staffed. He hopes to be fully staffed by May.
Okay.
April.
Well, no. But Andrea said those people will be working before.
Hopefully.
That time.
She doesn't know when.
It's 4.5 months, so if he doesn't go to the academy in May, they will be
working prior to that.
Like I said, first week in January, they start working.
Yeah.
They will be working a 4-hour work week.
Can they work a part-time until they go to the academy? Is that a possibility?
Can't be the same amount of money.
No, I know it's not the
same.
Families.
A couple of these have
families.
They can't.
How would you retain them then?
One of the ways that you entice them to come is you're paying them before
they pay them while they're going to the academy.
It's what it is.
Okay, any more discussion on that proposal?
Could I ask one question? What is the default budget? I don't want to go there.
We don't know. We don't have it yet.
Is it last year's budget?
Isn't it last year's with a couple of...
With adjustments for...
We don't have any idea what it is.
We don't have any idea what it is. But bear in mind, when we make our final votes on our budget, we will know what the default budget is. But we don't know it now. Okay, any more discussion on the reduction? Okay. All in favor of reducing the fire department budget by 39,000?
Police.
I'm sorry. I put police. Police department by 39,000. Raise your hand.
I'll do it.
Okay. Bill says yes. Brenda says yes. Anybody else? Oh, Ryan says yes. Okay. And all opposed?
Three.
Susan,
oh, I have to be.
Susan
have to be. I'm sorry.
Says no. Katrina says no. And Lynn says no. So that's a no.
4-3.
Okay. Would anybody else like to make another motion?
Unfortunately, the cuts that we can make aren't going to make much of a difference.
I think the voters are going to cut it for you, to be honest. That's my opinion.
Oh, by the default budget, you mean?
Well, we don't know.
I think.
Especially with the
their
taxes go up.
Yeah.
Yep.
8% for the town, and who knows what the school's going to hit us with.
Okay, I'll tell you where I came up with my $37,000. Solid waste, he said he had $4,000 for the sweeper, which he said he would take out of his capital fund. And then he said the glass disposal, we could take $1,000 off of that. So that comes to $5,000 for solid waste.
And that's hard because his budget didn't even go up.
That's,
did it?
No, it didn't.
That's a high.
Yeah, but he said, go ahead.
I know what he did.
So, the Smith Building, I would say that money should be taken out of the reserve funds and hold off on the sidewalk, and I would reduce that by $15,000. And the town building maintenance fund, I would reduce that line by $16,000. So that's 31 and 5 is 36,000, I'm sorry. That's $36,000.
Is that the door?
The door. The door. Well, two doors.
Put another quote on the door.
No, just one door.
Well, but wait a minute.
Oh, but the door on the Smith, yeah. Well, if you do.
Wait a minute. You had Wait a minute, the town, wait a minute. Okay, you have 16,250 in the line.
Yeah, so 8,000 for the door, and then the building maintenance, we have, stuff around the building, I guess, to really.
Okay.
Or anything, you know, sometimes just random things that come through.
Yeah, see, this year so far, we've only spent 56,25. Okay. So, that's the best I can do.
How about on the police department, they've only spent like 5,000 for gas, or maybe not.
That's because we were paying everybody else.
How many people driving cars?
Our right. We didn't have any police officers.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind. We still have a lot left in. There's $11,000 left, but last month, like 6 weeks. Okay, never mind.
This is only a preliminary vote, correct?
That's correct. We, if you look at our schedule.
Lynn, I have a question on the building maintenance.
Wait, let me answer Bill's question first. If you look at our schedule, we have a public hearing, and then a supplemental hearing, and that's when we make our final vote at the supplemental hearing. That's January 22nd.
Okay.
So we'll have the public hearing, and then we can.
When do we do the school budget?
We do the school budget. It's here, obviously,
mm-hmm.
And on the 18th we make up our questions. The 25th we have a joint meeting, and November 25th mm-hmm. We have a joint meeting, and then we do our preliminary vote on that date. Andrea?
Are we allowed to speak?
Yeah, but I just recognized Andrea.
It's the building maintenance, we have it at 16,250. Do you want to cut 16, so leaving $250 in that?
Well, that's because if it's a capital improvement, you can if you want to do anything else, you can take it out. But so you're saying because you're only going to do one door, so we should only take out 8,000?
I would leave, yeah. Anything, just level fund it to the 6,250.
So let me see that. Let me see.
We'll leave it at 8?
Yeah, leave it at 8.
Wait a minute. Town building. It was 6,250.
Yeah.
So if we took out 62, if we took out 10,000, it'd leave it at 6,250. So.
I like the 8.
So that gets us what? That gets us down to $30,000, which
I'm
is.
I'm just keep raising my hand.
Carla, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I think it's unreasonable to cut $15,000 out of my budget. That's half of the budget, and I'm looking at what you're doing to the other departments. And you're talking at 3% and 4% maximum for the other departments. It doesn't seem reasonable to take 3% or 4% out of the other departments and then half of my budget. It seems unfair.
Okay. I thought we were going to ask you to use the money out of your
fund. We won't be able to do the walkway fund. If you do that.
Right.
And we have to do the roof. You don't want the walkway.
Yeah, the roof, you're almost done.
It's done, yeah. The fourth.
But we've been saving money in the bird fund in our minds to do the walkway. So, I mean, we've been struggling and not doing things in order to save that money to put it towards a walkway.
And I'll be honest, that's why I support, you know, if you're going to cut it 5% across the board.
It doesn't seem fair.
I know it doesn't. That's why I prefer to do a percent and let
the
departments decide.
I mean, if you tell me I have to cut the budget by 3%, then we have
we can probably figure out a way to finagle
things. Just do a percent instead of
But when you take half of the budget, you're going to prevent us from doing this project, which really needs to be done. You should, I mean, none of you look at our building.
I know.
It was the last time any of you came to our building and walked up that walkway. It's a hazard.
Probably
we should have done
ago.
It years ago. But we've been working, you know how we've been working on the building. We've been working on this building for years just to keep the water out of it.
Okay, would somebody like to make a motion?
But if we cut everyone's budget by 5%, what about budgets that went down on our state level funded?
Oh, that's true. I never thought of
it
that way.
Makes it
kind
of hard on them. They're already trying to.
I'm just asking you to be fair.
Yeah. We're trying to be fair, but it's
just,
no, we can't.
Cut 3% out of mine.
Right, right.
I have a raised hand.
Oh, okay. Is that Ryan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Ryan.
So I don't want to interrupt one conversation to go back to the police budget, but whenever, if we circle back to that, I can cut in there. We can, you know, finish the conversation you're having now.
No, we're talking about the overall budget, so that includes the police. So if you have a specific comment about the police, go ahead.
So just one question I had, and I don't think the chief's in the audience.
No, he's not.
One question I had, and I guess maybe I'm just, it's not really a question for anybody, but just putting it out there, the increase for wages in full-time officers, I mean, it's, you know, almost $100,000 more than the 2024 budget. Is that based on, and again, I guess I'm really asking no one, but maybe somebody has the answer to this, is that based on we're planning on having a larger department of full-time employees in 2025 than we did in 2024? Or were we just, like, wildly underpaying them? Because it seems like a lot of the incoming are going to be fresh out of the academy and lower on the pay scale.
Right.
Am I kind of looking at this the wrong way?
We had been underpaying them. So we had to raise the amount of starting pay just to get them in the door. And he is allowed to hire, was it seven officers, I think, total of what we had, fully staffed at one time, it was seven. He'd like to bring it up to a fully staffed department.
At seven?
At seven. So
okay, so we're looking at hiring more than we had in 2024.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. If he has candidates, I mean, it's hard to find.
And then another, obviously it's you know, kind of a drop of the bucket, but you know, another thing to, and this I guess this would be a question for the chief, but you know, the ammunition budget of, I think it was $3,000 and none's been used yet, but they're asking for another $4,000 for next year. I get that, you know, maybe that's something, a lot of the training and everything occurs at the end of the year, so maybe that money just hasn't been used yet. And I understand, I see the note for the frangible ammo and everything for the new hires, but that might just be another area if we're looking to ask him to cut a couple grand, you know, ask him if that ammunition budget from last year, because of the loss of the personnel, is that something that they can move that forward to next year, you know? I'm just looking for a couple of areas in the police budget. I understand what we just voted on was a pretty significant cut, but you know, when the budget was anticipated of going up, you know, was it 80 something thousand, I think it was, from last year's budget. That's just an area to look at.
Still seeing if anybody wants to make a motion.
The wages at $428,000 divided by seven, it comes out to $66,000 per person. But that doesn't include the lieutenant's pay, right? Because the lieutenant would be paid more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, is the lieutenant new?
But will they hire that many people? I mean, maybe that is a good place to cut, because maybe
he has to grow the department a little slower than he wants to.
That might be.
Yeah. So, then if we make a preliminary budget proposal, like he said, each department's cut by 5%, then the department heads come back to us and say, I can't do that, or I can do that, or how's that work?
I'm trying to remember in the past, we did have some departments say, I can't do that. I remember, this was before Andrea was here. You might have been here, but you weren't. We didn't have a town administrator. I remember the selectmen asking the department heads to make a certain percentage cut, and they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
They said no.
I don't remember them doing.
Actually, you did about 4 years ago. You sent all the departments a notice from the select board asking us all to cut our budget by 10%.
I don't remember what most did. Huh?
Not by that much, though.
I don't remember. I thought it was 10. No, I don't remember.
No, I think it was 10. Wasn't by that much.
I don't think it was.
So,
that's it. Doesn't matter.
But, like you said, some departments have already cut, made.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that's. I think you have a good point there. The ones who haven't gone up, who really tried to stay or went up just a little bit.
You know, we're almost $1 million.
But I also agree with Carl, that in my opinion, you can't take half of hers and then, you know, 2% of someone else's. So it's hard. I don't know. Again, I'm not sure we'll be decided after.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the default is.
See, that's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
Well, the default is going to be a lot lower because of the police and fire departments. Because it's last year's budget. I don't know, Dean. It's plus any contractual increases. So I don't know if, for the purposes of doing the default budget, if the wages that you're paying are a contractual, I don't know. I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know if they're how they're included in the default.
So if we were in a collective bargaining agreement, there would be...
Yeah, but it's not a collective bargaining agreement. So probably the default budget, would be last year's budget. It'd be... The insurances would be contractual and...
COLA and that kind of stuff.
How's the utilities contractual?
What's that?
Utilities.
Yeah, any increase in utilities, but we can't budget more for the utilities.
Right. We shut the lights off early.
So there wouldn't, I don't know what else would be. Yeah.
Well, it's a lot easier to take $342,000 out of a $10 million school budget than it is out of a $4 million town budget.
True.
It certainly is.
And that's why I was asking about the school budget.
Well, you know, it's here.
We must have more than 2 days for that, though.
What?
Those 2 dates. We must have more than 2 dates for that budget.
No, we're going to look at it on Monday.
And then vote on it a week later?
Yeah, after we meet with the school board.
Well, it's preliminary, right?
Yeah, it's all preliminary. That's not the final vote. The other option we have, and I'm not saying I'm in favor of this, the other option we have is to approve this budget, and once we see what the school budget is, we can make an adjustment.
I like that idea.
Because, you know, we can beat ourselves up for $50,000 on this, and the school budget, we won't even talk about $50,000 because it's so small.
And the high school enrollment's down.
Yeah, the high school enrollment is down, So we can preliminarily approve this.
Or could you ask if they or approve it with a percentage cut or something like that, or to at least get them thinking that way in case the school doesn't turn out the way you think it's going to?
Well, I don't have any way. I mean, it's right here, but I haven't looked at it. We just got it tonight.
Yeah, maybe we should.
You don't want to look at it.
What?
Look, see at that.
You don't want to look at it?
No.
8.5% increase.
What?
Looks like, right?
How much?
8.5%, right? Yeah. It's an 8.5% increase.
This is not good. Yeah, 8.5.
But let's, we're going to talk about that later. I don't want to go off on that now.
That's a whole other stressor.
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah, but I think it will affect what you're going to do tonight, knowing that.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not, but.
Well, then I'm still waiting for a motion.
What if we? Obviously it got voted down, but I will pull back my recommendation. What if we looked at some of the bigger department, for instance, the police department, and we said to him, could you cut your budget by 3%? And let him make the decision of what he, where he thinks he could make some cutbacks, or 4%. And maybe look at another department, the town building expenses, that went up by 24%, and ask them, could you cut it by 2%, 3%? Where would you make some cuts? Instead of us saying line by line, you need to cut that, which.
They really don't need to do anyway.
They don't have to do that. But we could say, would you, to try to bring this down, and we're going to focus on the school, but to try to bring this down.
I think that's a good idea. You're not giving anybody false hope. If they hear tomorrow that this just went through the budget committee, I think you're, that's misleading.
What?
That this was approved at 8%. I think that's misleading for the citizens and the people who work here.
How about if we come up with a percentage or a dollar amount that's not $200,000? And then let the town decide where those cuts need to be made, instead of us picking the departments. Let the town decide where they could make those cuts. We've done that before.
We have done that before.
Right. I think we always do that.
No, we usually tell them where we think, but we don't have to do that.
We don't have to.
Because if I were the police chief and you said, can you make this cut? I'd say, no.
Well, I think.
You know, I mean, we're not asking them.
That's what I tell my husband when he tells me about a budget. No.
Yeah.
But we still have to do it, don't we, Dean?
So.
Budget.
So I don't, we can vote on a, like I said, this is still a preliminary vote, but we can vote on a.
Percentage.
I think that's.
A percentage or a dollar amount. And then they can figure out where they want to do it, and if they don't want to make the cuts, we can make them ourselves, and they can change them. I mean, we can make all the cuts we want, and they can move it all around. It's a bottom line budget.
I get feedback from them.
So.
So you're talking about a bottom line cut?
Yeah. And then.
Are you talking about a dollar bottom line or a percentage bottom line?
I said either one. But either, I mean, it's going to be, if we come up with a percentage, it's going to end up being a dollar amount.
All right, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
To hold them to a 5% increase versus an 8% increase. 5% recognizing there are legitimate things driving the cost, so we're not trying to be unreasonable. But if they can cut 3% out to bring it overall down to a 5% increase rather than.
Okay, how much money is that?
Deleted my calculator.
What?
Hold on one second.
I don't think.
Which $160,000?
Of $4,285,000?
No, three, of last year's budget.
Cutting $119,000.
Three.
$119,036.
Seven, six, seven, five.
But again, we're asking all departments then.
We're asking them to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw it back in their lap.
Yeah, I think we should make that decision.
And just one thing, don't forget that if you're looking at that across all departments, and I don't know if we determined this or not, but if that increase in the fire budget portion that is wages goes along with that must increase column, then you can't necessarily take that as, you know, if if you're going across the whole board, right?
Well, we're talking about them to figure out the best places to do it. Because you're right, some departments may not be able to do that, and some might.
Yeah, some went down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, would it only be if we went to a default budget that they would be covered because those are wages?
Well, we were asking that question, and we don't think they would be.
Contractual.
Because it's not contractual.
Last year's, because it's pretty much going to be the same.
It's going to be the same as last year's.
Do the same things that we.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we didn't, and they don't have a, if they had a bargaining agreement, then it would be contractual, but they don't have a bargaining agreement like the teachers do. So we don't think that it would be, if we get the default budget.
Retirement's fixed.
Yeah, the retirement's fixed, yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, Dean.
Dean, yeah, the problem with that is if I get bumped, say we go default and it goes back to last year's budget, there's no way in the devil I'm gonna be able to meet that, because we're bound now by an hourly rate that I inherited into the budget season this year. So that's why I have that increase in my budget. So, and I, it's not gonna be anybody's fault if we go to default. The taxpayers are gonna determine that, but that, I never thought of that till you just brought that up. That's gonna really raise the devil with my budget.
Right.
I don't know what we're gonna do that.
Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that the closer the two budgets are, the default and the operating budget, the more likely we are to get the operating budget. The farther apart they are, the more likely we are to get the default budget.
I think you're right.
So even though it's not the budget you wanted, we may be better off to not get the default budget if we reduce it by...
And then the town can decide, or the town fathers or mothers.
Yeah.
They'll have to decide where they take it from. Yeah,
if yeah.
default comes
If
up.
We get a default, that's, yeah.
But remember, like you said, it got voted in the school last year.
Yeah, the school
they
got a default
voted for
budget
default,
last year.
So.
But
it can happen.
But they added $150,000 at the meeting.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that was foolish to do.
And that can always happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That can always happen.
Yeah, with the 12 people there.
Okay, so what's your new... You said...
I have all my numbers.
Yeah, give us your
I
okay.
make a motion to approve a budget of $4,166,059.
And that's how much of an increase?
5% increase.
It's a 5% increase.
8% increase.
Okay.
And it is a reduction of $119,000.
Okay. Is there a second?
I will second it.
Katrina seconds it. Any discussion?
I just want to tell you, if I don't approve it, I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking for the board. I admire the...
Okay.
So that's just sending a signal out to all departments.
To at least be thinking about it.
What you want.
Be thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not final. It's just...
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to vote? How many vote in favor of Susan's...
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was muted and I started talking. Sorry.
Oh.
Just one last bit before we vote. That 5%, does that... what's the next step after? This is just me asking because it's my first year and I don't know how it works. What's the step after that if we... if we vote on this and approve it?
Okay. If we approve this, then the next step is we have a public hearing. And after the public hearing, we can say, oh, whatever. And then we have a supplemental public hearing. We can change it again. And then we have the deliberative session. So people can come to the deliberative session and put it right back. Or make it smaller.
Cut it more, yeah.
Yeah. So there's several more times. It's mostly our budget, excuse me, before the deliberative session. We send the budget to the deliberative session, so I can't imagine that we would go into the deliberative session and change our own budget. But the public can certainly do that.
And so then if at that point, is it just you're relying on department heads to say, well, yeah, I can cut this much out of my proposed budget.
Well.
Cooperation.
Yeah, we're relying on the town to figure out the best places to cut it. And instead of us telling them where we think they should cut it. And then, but it's a bottom line budget, so we can take the whole thing out of the highway budget and then move it back all around. You know, I mean, it doesn't, this is just sort of a guideline of where we're going to spend the money, but we're not required to spend it this way.
Yep, yeah, I got you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the motion to keep it to a 5% increase. The new amount is $4,166,059. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Susan, yes. Katrina, yes. Lynn, yes. Brenda, yes.
Bill, yes.
Bill, yes. All opposed?
Sorry.
Sue Young?
Yeah.
How about you, Ryan?
Oh, he's muted.
Oh, he's muted.
I'm sorry, I'll abstain.
Oh, you're going to abstain? Okay. So we have 5 in favor, 1 against, and 1 abstention. So the motion passes. Okay.
Nice job. Nice teamwork.
Lynn, can I ask a question about...
Sure.
It's about the budget, but I had to add something. This is about the trustees of the trust fund.
Uh-huh.
We've just gotten... The Attorney General has gotten in touch with us, and the 420 perpetual care people that we were speaking about before. The Attorney General's office wants us to list all of those people. They start in 1890. So we have to list all of those people. We have to list the original contribution that they made, the original amount of money that they contributed.
$3.
I was going to say 20 cents.
And then, you know, that interest that we were speaking about, that fund earns, we then have to break that out and show how much each individual person earned for the year. So we, the three of us, need help to do this. So we just found out about this today.
So that line goes
and it will
up.
Affect the budget for 2025. I'm going to get in touch with the town auditors tomorrow and find out if they can help us do the math, because we have no idea how to do the math for 420 dead people. So I will then ask the auditors what their fee is going to be to help us figure out how to do this. And at that point, if you look at our budget, we don't have any extra money. We have $3,000 that we pay our assistant, and $3,000, and then $300 that we put in so that we can all take a class. When I get this information, do I come to you and ask you to...
I would come to the public hearing. That would be the next time we're going to consider the budget.
Okay.
So I would come to the public hearing
and ask you there.
Ask us there to add it in.
But you understand, we have to do this. We don't have any choice. We have
Like the fire department money.
What an incredible burden.
For what?
Is somebody bored up there?
What's the point of that?
Yeah, what's the point?
That's what I said. What's the point?
Unbelievable.
We got the dead people
How
complaining.
Much are they getting paid?
The big, the Supreme Court said that we have to do that.
Okay.
We have to know how much these individual people are making in interest.
An eighth grade school project. Have the kids do it.
I was going to say Boy Scouts, but that's a little much.
The
historical data, where are you going to get that?
Well, that's the other thing, too. Andrea can tell you, we've been trying to find the original document for this trust, and it doesn't exist.
Really?
But we know all the people. We have all their names.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that tells you nothing.
Is that another computer or is it an old ledger somewhere?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Do they still charge for perpetual care when you buy a lot?
Yes.
Well, then we're not all dead yet.
But now it's a different fund. Now, this fund, everybody realized that this fund is too complicated. So now, when you buy a lot, you buy it from the town. and you are required to buy perpetual care, and we have a different fund that we're putting that money in. So this is all like old stuff. Old dead people.
That is nuts. Bless you, Carla.
Okay, let's see. I don't think we're going to look at the school reports tonight. Is that okay with everybody? Is there any other business?
We're back here on Monday.
We are. Monday, the 18th.
What's the next? Well, the hearing isn't the next date, is it?
No, no, no. The hearing, the public hearing is, let me tell you.
It's January. Thank you very much while we have a second for doing this.
Public
will
hearing.
Will we have you for the next one? Monday night?
Apparently so.
Apparent public hearing on town budget is December 3rd.
And that's where I would...
Yeah, that's where you would... Hopefully by then you'll have an estimate of what it's going
to
cost.
Yeah, I think the auditors must have had to do this for other people. We're not the only
town. You're not the only town, yeah.
We're not the only town.
I got that directive.
With all of these old perpetual care things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm thinking that they may have been called on to help somebody
Could
else.
Could be, yeah.
I'm hoping.
Andrea?
Final hearing is beginning of January, right?
The supplemental hearing is January 22nd. What?
Well, no, just because you're going to start printing stuff and the recession booklet and all that.
Yeah,
stuff,
yeah. So that's the first public hearing on the town is December 3rd, and the first public hearing on the school is December 11th.
Is there anything in the beginning of January though, as far as like finalizing?
The supplemental hearing January 22nd.
That's late, isn't it?
I was going to say that.
That's not right. That's too late to print.
I feel like we do it earlier in the month.
Well, I went from last year. Let me see, what's this? Last year, the supplemental hearing was on January 10th.
Right, the 10th, and this is the 20-something?
Because the petition warrant articles aren't due until the 14th.
Yeah, that's
the 14th
of
the
9th. It's always the second Tuesday of January.
So that's why I had to wait until the 22nd. January.
Oh, I see.
Oh, but January's not up there. But that's why.
I mean, we can get postcards out. I'm just thinking printing time.
Yeah.
Because the deliberate is almost, I think it's the next
one. All right, so the 15th is planning board. Is that why you didn't choose that day?
Probably.
Can we bump them or ask them if they'd move? That's awfully late.
Yeah, no.
They might be flexible and move.
I threw mine away.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on the town. I think it's on the town website. Okay. Any other business? Would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I will make a
motion. Oh, we already
did
that.
Adjourn.
Wait, didn't we already do that?
No.
Oh,
no.
Katrina makes a motion to adjourn. Who's
second? I'll second that.
Bill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
And